Nolte, dying CNN crashes to 374K viewers. Fox News tops ABC, CBS, NBC. By John Nolte on June 4, 2025. CNN, a far-left propaganda outlet that spreads disinformation and promotes violence against Jews, hit an astonishing ratings low during the week of May 26 to June 1. CNN averaged only 374,000 primetime viewers, which is six times, lower than the Fox News Channel average of 2.3 million primetime viewers. Fox News topped all three broadcast networks during the week of May 26 to 30. NBC and CBS averaged only 2.4 million average primetime viewers, while CBS earned just 2.3 million. Fox News grabbed 2.7 million. Between May 26 and June 1, Fox News earned 1.5 million average viewers throughout the total day, compared to CNN's pathetic 308,000. In the 25-54 age demo that sets advertising rates, Fox News attracted an average of 175,000 during the total day and 240,000 during primetime. CNN earned only 49,000 and 61,000, respectively. The Fox News Channel's most popular show, The Five, earned more demo viewers, 409,000, than CNN earned average primetime viewers. The Five also attracted 3.7 million total viewers. That's more viewers than most primetime network shows, and The Five probably costs about a 20th to produce. CNN cannot survive much longer in its present form. As people move from cable to streaming, CNN is losing billions in the left-wing affirmative action called carriage fees, and CNN's advertising revenue must be dismal. If the Trump administration outlaws big pharma ads, that might be the silver bullet. Before the end of the decade, CNN will be nothing more than a free add-on for Homax. Looking back at the total month of May tells you just how dire things are for both CNN and MSNBC. Here are the raw May numbers. The percentages in parentheses reflect viewership compared to this same month last year. Average primetime, demo viewers, viewers all of May. Fox, 2.463 million, plus 24%. 262,000. Plus 32%. MSNBC, 877,000, minus 24%, 73,000, minus 34%. CNN, 426,000, minus 18%, 76,000, 21%. Average total day, demo viewers all of May. Fox, 1.557 million, plus 21%, 180,000. Plus 22%. MSNBC, 545,000, minus 33%, 49,000, minus 41%. CNN, 353,000, minus 25%, 59,000, minus 27%. CNN recently revamped its primetime lineup, but did so with the same stiffs that were failing elsewhere in the lineup. Fox News is thriving, while CNN and MSNBC are dying. Why? Well, it's not all politics. Several studies tell us that more Democrats and women watch Fox News than CNN and MSNBC. Maybe it has something to do with credibility, such as this. Israeli troops murdered food-seeking Palestinians hoax. Trump tariffs will explode prices hoax. Maryland man hoax. Black newborns much more likely to die if dox white hoax. Elon Musk Nazi salute hoax. Mass hysterectomies performed on immigrants hoax. The all-white Trump party hoax. Springfield bomb threat hoax. Trump called for Liz Cheney to be executed hoax. Violent crime down under Biden/Harris hoax. Arlington Cemetery hoax. Kamala was never America's border czar hoax. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK Kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of native children in Canada hoax. Trump killed Japanese koi fish hoax. Trump told people to drink bleach hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. The 900,000 kids hospitalized with coronavirus hoax. Dozens of environmental hoaxes. The Alpha Bank hoax. Libs of TikTok murdered non-binary teen hoax. Aaron Rodgers Sandy Hook truther hoax. Bloodbath hoax. Biden sharp as attack hoax. Iowa poll hoax. It might also have something to do with sex appeal. Fox News hires a lot of smart and likable babes. CNN and MSNBC hire shrews. Why watch the ever-expanding Brianna Kyler, Casey Hunt, and Brian Stelter when you can watch this? John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.